If you don't feel like your TV is TVing, it's because you're missing that ing.
Huh?
That ing. You know that ing you get when you're watching amazing TV? That's exciting, enticing, surprising, and everything in between. That ing you get when you're pressing play, binging, and blockbustering. The ing you get when you're DSTVing.
Now that's a way to make an entrance.
Get that ing with all sorts of packages to match your with DSTV.
Hi there, this is Fast Mobile, your ultimate gadget destination. From the hottest smartphones, Samsung, iPhone, Tecno, Infinix, iTel, ZTE, Nokia, Google Pixel, Blackview, to all the accessories you need, covers, protectors, power banks, charger, flash drives, and more. We've also got top quality laptops, desktops, laptop bags, and stylish traveling bags for your everyday hustle. For content creators, we've got the full gear, cameras, camcorders, tripod stands, lapel mics, camera bags, just everything to keep you creating non-stop. Wait, gamers, we have all you're looking for. Your paradise awaits. PS5, PS4, Xbox consoles, games, and controllers all in one place. Find us at 3 convenient locations. Shop number A75 Freedom Way Road or shop number 06 Chiparamba Road and at shop number 113C East Park Mall. Call WhatsApp us today on 0779-333-503. Fast Mobile Center for today's best technology.
With Showmax, it's an all-you-can-eat buffet of entertainment for less than a night out. Get unlimited access to binge-worthy series, movies, kids shows, and every Premier League match. Stream or download on your phone or laptop. Binge anytime, anywhere. And with packages starting from just 70 kwacha, entertainment has never been this affordable. Sign up now at showmax.com. Stream everything you love and stay ahead of the game. T's and C's apply.
This is Pulse and When They Happen. The main news on Uza Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Uza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, HH applauds church government partnership in social services. RCC demolishes 78 illegal structures along Kafue Road. In international news, Fortis confirmed the Prime Minister killed in Israeli strike. In sports news, Fars urges fans to purchase tickets early for Morocco clash. With the news in detail, my name is Morgan Joe Onondo. In local news, President Haga Indeshiluma has praised the partnership between the government and the church in delivering key social services such as education and health. President Hichilema says that the government is pleased with the growth of the church in Zambia, noting that it contributes positively to the spiritual and moral well-being of the nation. He has urged the youth to stay away from drugs, alcohol, and negative influences on social media, and encouraged them to take advantage of government initiatives such as free education, entrepreneurship support, and voluntary Zambia National Service training to better their lives. The head of state made these remarks in a speech read on his behalf by Lusaka Province Minister Shumunyata during the opening of the Emmaus Apostolic Church in Lusaka. Meanwhile, Emmaus Apostolic Church General Overseers Bishop Alfred Mwale thanked President Haga Indeshilema for the development recorded under his leadership. Mwale cited the removal of cutters from markets and other trading places as one of the achievements that has brought peace among Zambians. He has affirmed the church's continued support for programs aimed at improving the welfare of the people. Police in Mansa, Lopula province, have recovered a truck that was found abandoned, in which a 13-year-old boy, girl of Mandeho village, was allegedly defiled by a foreign truck driver. Provincial Police Commanding Officer Mwala Yui has disclosed that on 20th August 2025, while the victim was walking home, she met the truck driver who lured her into the vehicle. Yui says the suspect then drove towards Kampalala checkpoint, where he allegedly had unlawful carnal knowledge of the minor until the following day, 21st August. Yui has revealed that following continued investigations and cooperation from members of the public, the abandoned truck was later found in Sinama area. He adds that the suspect is still on the run, while police are engaging his employer, who has since dispatched another driver to retrieve the recovered truck. A 40-year-old Livingston man has survived an elephant attack. Police say Limiasa of Eureka Flats in the Riverside residential area alerted an officer at Dambo Central Police Post that he was attacked by an elephant on August 29th at around 2:30 hours in Dambo Site in 7th Service residential area. In a statement issued to the media, Southern Province Police Deputy Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo says Limiasa sustained a deep cut on his right armpit, bruises on his chest, and general body burns. Brief facts of the matter are that the victim is an employee of Southern Water and Sewerage Company, Swasco. The incident happened when he knocked off from work at 18 hours and passed through the Dampo DSV area to visit his unmoored daughter later in the evening. Still in local news, the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, says it is considering deploying one or two aircraft to Western Province to intensify efforts to control the red locust invasion. DMMU National Coordinator Norman Chipakupaku says that the red locusts are forming large swarms, largely due to recent bushfires in the region. Chipakupaku says the unit is working closely with the Ministry of Agriculture to manage the situation. It reveals that so far, 50 hectares have been sprayed in the Simonga area, over 60 hectares in Makena, and 20 hectares in Lukawangelo. He adds that spraying has also commenced in the Nawinda area and is currently ongoing. Lusaka City Council, working with state police, has demolished 78 illegal structures in a coordinated nighttime operation along Kafue Road. The demolition exercise, which began at 22 hours on Saturday and continued in the early hours of Sunday, targeted 46 unauthorized mobile money booths and 32 makeshift shelters. Lusaka City Council Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the move is part of a broader strategy to restore order, uphold public safety, and improve urban security in the capital. Mwamba explains that the structures had become notorious hideouts for criminals who targeted motorists at night, sparking concerns among commuters and residents. She notes that enforcement notices have been issued on several occasions, with the most recent served 8 days ago, but owners failed to comply with the directive to dismantle the structures. Finally, in local news, economic analyst Yusuf Dodia says Zambia is more likely to achieve single-digit inflation by 2027 rather than 2026 if the government remains committed to its current economic strategies. Dodia stressed that consistency in policy implementation is critical to sustaining the positive progress made so far. He cautions that any shift away from these strategies could delay the reduction of inflation and undermine long-term economic growth. Dodia adds that steady investment and strong policy continuity will be essential for Zambia to reach its inflation targets in the coming years. His remarks come as President Hage Ndeshilema recently assured the nation that the government is working hard to achieve single-digit inflation by late 2025 or early 2026. We now take a short break so to come as international sports news. Don't go away.
Get himself a nice fresh bottle of Mandy. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst. Yep, quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water, ask for Mandy.
Experience history come alive in the thrilling second season of Shaka Ilembe. The kingdom is growing and the empire is rising. As Shaka transforms from king to emperor, it airs every Sunday on Zambezi Magic at 21 hours on DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV Channel 3. Don't miss a single moment of this epic African story. Stay connected to DSTV Compact or GoTV Super and download the DSTV and GoTV Stream apps to stream Shaka Ilembe Season 2.
Thank you for staying with us.